Blog Talk Radio.
Ilanga lishonile, Grand Rising, Grand Rising, Grand Rising with Shabaka and the Chays. This is episode 4 of season 8 of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and we're coming to you January 19th, 2024. We're joined by our co-host, the one and only Mr. Che Nkrumah out of Denver, Colorado. Also, two ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to you from Sin City, Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay, we're going to chime in here, Brother Che.
Yes, greetings, Shabaka. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, we could hear you right here coming to you from Las Vegas.
We are simulcasting on StreamYard right now.
Okay, good.
Grand evening, or grand rising, excuse me, grand rising. Thank y'all for tuning in to season 8, episode 4 of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. This is Grand Rising with Shabaka and the Chase. We are on StreamYard and Blog Talk. Please call in with your comments, questions, and concerns. The call-in number is 516-418-5996. All right, get to the intro, Shabaka.
Yes, sir, most definitely. Okay, so what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, you know, which is in the top story in the news, okay, you know, the dump as in human shit, okay, we want to make that perfectly clear, okay, as you know, he's going to rig this election. You know, Nikki Haley was talking about last night that she doesn't care about slavery and that black people shouldn't be worrying about that, so once again, that there goes the show of how they marginalized us in this country after all our ancestors have built it and what have you. Also, too, you got Ron DeSantis, you know, up in the mix, saying that Haley, you know, had beat him out. But like we stated before, our prediction is that the dump, as in human shit, and we want to make that perfectly clear, he will be reselected as the president. You know, he's going to have the panties, and he's going to have Nikki Haley up there in his administration as well, too. Now, keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hate mail. This isn't propaganda. We're just clearly stating some facts. And then on our intro, that was African Sunset by the one and only Ms. Mary Makeba. As you know, when the sun rises over here in the U.S., the sun is setting over in Africa on the continent. So therefore, you know, this dumpism, ladies and gentlemen, you know, and Biden cracks, okay, we're going to lose with either one of these tricks, okay? And the reason why we're going to lose black families because, see, we lack cohesiveness, okay, institutionally, also, two, historically, also, three, economically, and mainly educationally, okay? It's because the educational system of these public indoctrination centers, when it comes to black youth and black children getting educated, you know, of history of themselves, quite naturally, of course, you know, these school systems want to tell us, you know, about some rape and slave trade pedophiles like Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, James Madison, you know, bullshit like that, as opposed to teaching our youth to be self-sufficient, to have some entrepreneurial skills, also and cohesiveness that they lack in the public indoctrination centers. And then these sellout, no good, black ass politicians. And I really hate using that term, ladies and gentlemen, but it is what it is. Brandon Johnson in Chicago. Got all the migrants coming in here. Well, we're going to take away from black youth programs and give it to the migrants, okay. Then also, too, old Governor Bush, the great state of Texas. You know, he's letting them in, and he's up there sending them, you know, to all the quote-unquote sanctuary cities such as Denver, Colorado, Oakland, California, Chicago, Illinois, Detroit, Michigan, Buffalo, New York, yes, sir, in New York City, then, of course, Philadelphia, you know, where our original producer, the one and only Mad Dr. D, may rest in power, was from. You see, so what it is, Black family, we got to have some investments amongst ourselves, okay? And I'm also, too, I'm calling out there for all the division in the Black community, it has to end, okay? And the reason why it has to end is because, you see, ladies and gentlemen, our very, very survival depends on it. Also, too, yeah, we need to have some more cohesiveness to re-glue the Pan-African movement, and as Brother Che has pointed out to me.
Yes, with Ben Carson? You want me to...
I'm sorry?
You want me to unite with Candace Owens? You want me to unite with Clyborn?
And don't forget Uncle Ben Carson.
Yeah, I said Ben Carson.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and I know. I know.
You want me to unite with Tim Scott?
You see, and of course, Brother Che, on that, those individuals are obviously, man, out of the question. You know what I mean? Because with the positions that those individuals in economically and politically, they should be the main ones talking about Black cohesiveness. But, however, we know how this shit works on social media. We know how this bullshit works off in Hollywood. You know, like how we've been putting our money on. Into it and they shadow banned us, throw monkey wrenches in our works and all that and what have you. Now, for your other groups, we don't mind you calling in to our shows and on our platforms. In fact, we're happy to have you. But however, we have to make this perfectly clear. We're not ass scratchers. We're not Yasa bosses. And we're not coons, okay? Now, due to the systemic racism that they're doing, they have geared it where we are turning on each other, okay? Now, 50 years ago, you know, we did have our cohesiveness, but they started to break down through the multimedia, the Black exploitation films, as Dr. Francis Corsi-Welsing has pointed out. They're always going to show us being divided, but they don't never show no movies of us coming together with Black unity. And then not to mention that a lot of... See, you know, they can't have that. We're supposed to sit up here and say that we're Americans, and what I mean by that, we're Americans, that they want us to have lineage to this raping, slave-trading pedophile. And then the cold part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, during slavery, like on Black Friday, you know, the offspring of the raping, slave-trading pedophile and our young Black girls, slave master put him up there on our auction block as well, too. So how are we related? You see what I mean? So riddle me that. And then, of course, you know, we have our Leo Terrells and Harry Elders, and then a lot of these brain... Yeah. And then a lot of these brain-dead fools talking about that he wants to be the descendant of Thomas Jefferson. He wants to be the descendant of James Monroe and George Washington and all that. And then they teach us this bullshit in these public indoctrination centers that what Nikki Haley was talking about. Oh, nah, well, you know, we got to forget all about...
My name is Demorata.
And she's a descendant of people from India.
Yeah.
Not the indigenous people.
I believe
from the main cast, Top Marla Harris. And Rami Salami. Don't forget about him, too. You see what I mean?
Yeah, they're all from the same cast, Rami.
Yeah, exactly, you see. And then at the same token, though, but we're supposed to ignore this, see. We're supposed to be getting up into my eyes, this is American and all that shit. Now, for all you conservative bastards out there, well, if you niggas don't like America, leave. As soon as you cut the goddamn check, you know,
right.
$300 billion in tangibles and then some. You see what I'm saying? No, wait a minute. I'm sorry. $300 trillion. Yes, sir.
It was $100 trillion. Then it went up to $200 trillion. Now it's $300 trillion.
Oh, yes, sir. It's because, see, you got to look at all this money these tech giants is making. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, you
start, what's it starting at $300 trillion? Just starting.
Oh,
at,
yes, sir.
That's not everything that's old. That's the start.
Yes, sir. And then also, too, want to give a shout out there to those, you know, who's doing a great work for creating the new African Republic down there in the southeastern states of the United States. Is because that there is where our ancestors shed blood. That there is where we worked sun up to sundown for no paycheck, you see. But we're supposed to be concerned about migrants. And then it is also has come to my attention, ladies and gentlemen, is that the migrants are going door to door in the black community, knocking on a door, asking people for money.
They're doing that in New York. They're starting to do that here in Denver. All these sanctuary cities, they're doing it. They're doing it in Chicago, going door to door begging. I go across the street to Walmart. They done took over the whole damn Walmart. According to Lady Shay, they're charging people to park over there now, over there by this Walmart and the Sam's Club, because it's fucking illegal immigrants all up in there begging. They on all the street corners over here by my house begging.
Yeah. Out there begging.
And then Johnson is over here copping pleas in Washington, talking about we need federal support. For what? You're breaking federal law, and you think he's going to get funding for this shit? And after you said, oh, y'all can come to Denver. We got our arms open for you. Come on in. We'll take them, migrants.
Yeah.
We'll take them. And now I'm like, oh, we ain't got enough money for this. We got to do budget cuts. No, dummy, you should have been done already realized this was a bad idea to begin with. But you want to save face and mind your black family. I was the only candidate that was running for mayor that was not in support of the sanctuary cities.
Yes, sir. Yeah, without a doubt, you know. And then the cold part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, you know, they want to still keep. Yeah, exactly. And this is why we have a B1 agenda, ladies and gentlemen. And also, too, folks, you know, is that I'm quite sure that you're going to have a lot of people voting. You're going to have a lot of these quote-unquote naturalized citizens going out here to vote as well, too. But it's going to be very interesting about how they're going to vote for their self-interest as opposed to the ones, you know, that make the United States the economical powerhouse that it is, you see, you know, due to slave labor. But we're just supposed to get over it. You know what I'm saying? Which is definitely, definitely, you know, kind of productive.
If you said,
and then,
you get over it, you cut the goddamn check. And this ain't going to be no one-time deal.
Exactly.
You
see what I mean?
Just like you capitalize off the enslavement of us for generations.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then when they come out there with that bullshit about, oh, well, we're all the same. In 5 months, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? It's going to be summer.
And we are the world. Until then,
exactly.
Shut the fuck up and cut the goddamn check. And goddamn Democrats, you're not going to fearmonger us and vote in blue no matter who. Again, it's not happening.
Exactly.
Give it up.
Yeah, it's not happening. Give it up, you see.
Of the people that were killed by the police, unarmed black men and women that were killed by the police a month. Because we're not able. No, stop that. No. Y'all didn't do nothing to address police brutality in this country. I did nothing to address the anti-black hatred in this country. So, no, y'all can miss me with that Demarest.
Oh, yes, sir, most definitely. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, as we have stated over here on this platform for the last few years, is that the police are policy enforcers, and they have no legal obligation to protect you. You see what I mean? Yeah, you
see. That's not just Chase saying this. This is United States Supreme Court ruled that they have no obligation to serve and protect you.
Yeah, exactly. So why are our tax dollars paying these race soldiers for? Let's look at that. You see what I'm... Yeah, you see. So what these black mayors need to do...
Funding our oppression? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. You see, and what it is, ladies and gentlemen, you know, here was Dr. King's birthday recently, and this damn country has still went nowhere. And one thing I would always admire about Dr. King, he was a man that realized his mistake, you know, his life was cut short April 4th, 1968, where Dr. King was only 39 years of age, okay. And then you had massive civil disobedience.
They killed him in the hospital. They killed him on the way to the hospital. They killed him in the hospital. They were determined to have him off. Like,
almost definitely.
He just passed out on the balcony, and that was it. Like, they went out their way to make sure he was dead.
Yes, sir. And then also, too, I want our listeners and our supporters and our well-wishers to be advised is that there was a presentation by Dick Gregory shortly before his demise where they were interviewing some of the people who were on a balcony with Dr. King, and this one person had kind of been stated. And he said he stepped out the way and they took the shot. He said he was on the balcony.
It wasn't the shot that took him out. It was the subsequent trip to the hospital and ultimately in the hospital where they killed him that took him out.
Okay. Yeah, because I had came across information that he was either smothered or they did something, you know, a huge case of medical malpractice where they killed a young brother. He was only 39 years of age. And Brother Che, ladies and gentlemen, he has recently achieved his 37th solar return around the sun. Okay, and more power to Brother Che, you know, and his upcoming endeavors, you know, to get him elected mayor of Denver, Colorado. Just keep up the work, Brother Che.
Oh, they spent $15 million to keep me from being mayor.
$15 million.
Having a problem right now, but that's who y'all went with. So don't get Johnson remorse now.
Yeah, exactly. And isn't Johnson a Harvard graduate, I believe, Brother Che?
One of the Ivy League schools.
Yeah.
From Bell, Aspen, up in the mountains. And that's what they elected to be mayor. That was a House of Representatives before he ran for mayor. They said he's going to run for governor.
Yeah, well, with his money, you know, he could probably buy that election, too. And also, too,
our governor, who is gay, by the way, he is a billionaire.
Okay, yeah, so that tells you right there. You know what I'm saying? That tells you right there. You see, you know, I hate to say.
Jared Polis.
Huh?
His name is Jared Polis.
Okay, the one that's financing.
No, it was Bloomberg that financed him.
Okay.
Michael Bloomberg. It was Bloomberg. He donated like $6 million to Johnson during the runoff.
Oh, okay. So that goes to show that they're in bed together. You know what I'm saying? As they say, just follow the money. Okay, but at that same token, it doesn't always work like that. And then also, too, you know, you got black representatives, you know, that's running for re-election this year. And then on top of it as well, too, you know, they're grooming a lot.
You got House of Representatives, you got senators, county commissioners.
Okay, all righty. See, so that there just goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, the stage is already being set. Okay, Donald Trump, who, you know, who's going to court in one of his many civil trials that he should be getting hit with, is up here is arguing and screaming with the judge.
Okay.
And wasn't it?
All the criminal charges or else.
Yeah. And didn't he get hit with a contempt of court charge too, Brother Che?
The dump, I don't know if the dump did, but Biden's son did.
Oh, okay, yeah. Biden's son, yeah, Hunter Biden. Okay, now one thing that Nikki Haley did say last night, and we're not going to give the network.
Name is Nimarada. We got to make that
perfect. Yeah, Nimarada.
Her name is not no goddamn Nikki. That is not a white woman, but she has, what did the brother say? She's chameleonized herself into being that safe 50 into being there.
Okay. Okay.
All of a sudden, she's black. Any other time, she was South Indian or South Asian.
Yeah.
President, she's black.
The hypocrisy is real. Yeah, the hypocrisy is real, ladies and gentlemen. You know,
Sleepy Jim Crow Joe's wife, Jill Biden, sitting up here talking about, Biden's good. He's in good condition.
Nothing is wrong with Biden.
I don't feel like dementia. Damn, first-degree level fucking Alzheimer's. Like, he is too damn old for the seat. You see him, he get off Air Force One, and he looking around like,
He's
looking lost like a deer in the headlights. Every time you see this mug, he's falling, he's walking, he's tripping up the stairs. Just old people shit. Like, you're old, dude. Just accept that you're old and play with your grandchildren. Like, you don't need to be running up. Like, that is crazy. Like, this is worse than Reagan. I thought Reagan was bad. This is even worse than that. This dude. He's the oldest president we've ever had. But y'all thought it was a good idea. Anybody but Trump?
Yeah.
You got to get the orange man out. You can't have four more years to him. And now these same fools that was talking about we got to get him out is now talking about we need him in.
Yeah, see, that's insane.
For 4 years, that changed, like, we kept trying to warn y'all in 2019 he was no good on a previous platform, Mile High News.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and didn't nobody want to listen, you know what I'm saying? And then that's the sad part about it is, ladies and gentlemen,
that's what Bunny makes about this. He's not going to pick, and Pansy's technically ain't white. He is, but he ain't. Like, one of those honorary Caucasians. Like Nikki Haley and Big Bass Salami.
Yeah. And that's really sad, you see. And then the cold part about it is, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we want to give a shout out there to Black Power Radio, the emphasis that they're placing on setting up the new African Republic. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you know, let everybody, you know, please spread this link on social media that we're live right now. You know, and the number to call in is 516-418-5996. And please be sure to add this phone number to your cell phone plan so you will not be charged for calling in. It's because they're doing everything that they can to marginalize it.
Please feel free to call in. The number is 516-418-5996 is flowing on the bottom of the screen.
Yes, sir. You know what I mean? And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we are looking for sponsors out there.
We
don't
want no problems. No SARS, no illusion.
Yeah. You know, so evidently, they ran for the hills. It's because they can't stand this truth. And then
Joe Gibson was tagged in this. Where is he?
Yeah. But from what we understand, old Joe Gibson has some court dates coming up there. You know what I'm saying? And he's running for office. Yeah, and he's running for office, in North Carolina, from what I understand. Don't know which district and things of that nature right there. You see what I'm saying? So, therefore, you know, as Nikki Haley was saying, and she stated how she honestly felt, is that, we need to get over slavery because, you know, it makes white people feel uncomfortable. And we're going to say it again. Imagine how uncomfortable we was on the receiving end of those whips and blunt objects, you know what I'm saying, and defiling us, degrading us, and what have you. And then not to mention the fact, ladies and gentlemen, is that the Freedmen's Bank, okay, where these white Democrats went and stole the damn money from us, and then they're going to blame it on us, okay? So we got to look at that injustice as well, too. So you see, the reparations, folks, is not just so much for the slavery, but, of course, you know, but for the brutalization after slavery. Because after all, it was the Democrats that brought you the Ku Klux Klan. You see, so you want to keep that in mind as well.
Yeah, the Democrats.
They
were basically
MAGA
today. But
Was
the Democrats that brought you the Ku Klux Klan, Nathan Forrest, in Tennessee.
Yes, sir. And then old Lyndon Baines Johnson, as he stated 60 years ago, if you get the poorest white man to make him think that he's better than an average black person, then you could pick his pocket for the next 100 years, you see. So therefore,
yeah,
ladies and gentlemen,
you can have black people vote for Democrat for the next 200
years. And so already, ladies and gentlemen, we're 60 years off into this bullshit. And then if I recall, when Obama, you know, was trying to get the Democratic nomination back there in Denver, Colorado, it's very interesting that I saw all these signs that were up stating that Martin Luther King was a Republican, too, you see. But the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, had Dr. King would have lived on, you see.
I just got the order, the new council in session with the new African Republic.
Right. Yeah, most definitely. You see, so most definitely support the new African Republic down there with the states of South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi. It's because, after all, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we built the damn nation's economy through our sweat and blood and brutalization. Then not to mention the intellectual property, you know, that they stole from us as well, too. But we're not supposed to be saying nothing about that. You know, the hypocrisy is real. Okay?
Yeah,
and also,
peacefully.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, like Malcolm said, yeah, they just want you to suffer peacefully. You see what I mean? You know, as they put fire hoses on.
Tangibles. Tangibles 2024.
Yes, sir. All the way up to 2100.
Tangible for all.
Yes, sir. And then is that they pushing this artificial intelligence real fast, too, ladies and gentlemen. So as we have stated over the years, it's very, very imperative.
The AI already
that
said like this. The AI is already letting known. It's going to give us a warm hug. It's going to enslave us, though, is what they're saying now. But I think it's going to get them practice for what they did. And it's created its own language, and it's
And then to prove your point too, Brother Che, I was sitting up there on the telephone one day, man, and my laptop computer was on, and it was recording every damn thing that I was saying.
And this shit just was starting up out of nowhere. Like, it's like a key word you say, and it is just fucked up. What can I help you with? Like, what the hell? What can I ask for you?
Yeah, you see, and that's the sad part about it. You see what I'm saying? It really is.
Batteries on none of this shit. So, is it really ever truly off?
And then also too. What's happening is, and I'm trying to look at another thing that Nikki Haley was talking about, okay, is because she did not say anything about the redlining of how they were taking away a key source of economical empowerment, you know, from us, which was home ownership and land ownership. You see what I mean? And then, of course, too, that there's the black farmer in Colorado who has been threatened by white supremacist groups that's been trespassing on a man's property, you know what I'm saying, and just doing what they want. You know, they just figure that they could just go on there and help themselves to us, ladies and gentlemen. But we're supposed to believe in the illusion. And we're supposed to sit up here and believe in the concept of the illusion
of
inclusion.
So I don't know if you heard, but down in South Carolina, where Jim Bojangles is,
right,
the NAACP chapter out there would not let the FBA, Foundation of Black Americans, into the meeting or the rally at the NAACP.
Wow.
But they let the Palestinians to protest whatever the fuck.
But not our people.
It was our people basically telling our people, you're not allowed in. Because,
Yeah, you see, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, so they systemically did a job on us.
The pocket's always permission, but that shit advanced one iota. And every time me and Lady Che bring it up, you should just join. Join for what? Y'all ain't done shit in 110, 111 years that you've been in operation. And it's been a show hat since the very beginning. Quiet is kept. Because the only black person I was involved in the creation of it was W.E.B. Du Bois. A major coon who turned in Marcus Garvey and had him deported.
And what did they call that? Yeah, and what do they call those individuals like W.E.B. Du Bois and their man,
like
Challenger, Kent?
Crazy.
And then when black businesses was booming. And then when black businesses was booming, you know what I'm saying? Then they came up there and sat at the lunch counter at that.
And burnt them to the ground. Black Wall Street, Tulsa, where you are actually about to, it was just one of many. They burned them.
Oh, yes, sir.
But we're supposed to forget that. We're not supposed to remember none of that.
Yeah, just like Rosewood, Florida, too. You know, not too long after that. You know what I'm saying?
It's like Wilmington, North Carolina. Bill Gibson didn't even know about that. How you might be an office of the state and not know that basic history?
Yes, sir, exactly. You see what I'm saying? Where they turned on fire hoses, you know, on our people and sick police dogs on.
You were the governor of South Carolina, and you didn't even know that slavery was the cause of the Civil War?
Yeah, exactly. Nimmerada. And Nikki Haley.
Her name is not Nikki. It's Nimmerada. If she went by Nimmerada, she would not even be still in this race. She wouldn't even file to run.
Right. And then I asked,
they already put them out. They already put them in the factories and shit. Humanoid robots to BMW. That's what it's on the news.
And that's bad. Yeah, and that's real bad, you know. And then not to mention the fact, though, too, is that old Nimmerada, you know, did say something that made a lot of sense. She says on this election coming up, okay, and it more than likely is going to be Trump versus Biden. But she said that you got both these dudes over the age of 80 years.
Biden kicked the bucket before the selection. It's going to be Trump Mueller in the dump.
You see, and that's going to be real bad, ladies and gentlemen. And then on top of it, too. On the Republican side, I'm quite sure that the dump, as in human shit, and we want to make that perfectly clear, will be picking either Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis as his running mate, okay?
Picking Nikki. You have to pick the panties, and the panties ain't really white. He's like Italian and Hispanic or some shit. He's not Anglo-Saxon.
Right. You see, but one thing that they do have in common, and that there is the hatred of black people, okay? And if America is supposed to be setting an example of morals and what have you, see, then America should have no problem kicking out the reparations check. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, but,
you would think. They have no issues with the area and everybody else. giving
yeah,
them
exactly.
money. No making no commission, no nothing. It's just,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's here and this there. But with us,
yeah.
We need to form a commission. What?
Oh, yeah.
There was
oh, yeah.
What?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Mhm. And then, like Dr. Khalid Mohammed had stated in the 1990s, they always pick some half-baked, half-fried, boot-licking Negro to sit up there. Yeah. You know, to be some single fans.
He said to the best of his ability.
Oh, yes, sir, he did. You see what I mean? And then old Messy Jesse, I remember him at Watch That in 1972 in Los Angeles, wearing a RBG dashiki, telling everybody I am somebody. You know what I'm saying?
I am.
Well,
say it with me. I am somebody.
Exactly. I may be black, I may be on welfare, but I am somebody. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, this is why we got to build up our own black economical structures. Now, what's happening is, you would notice, is that they're opening up opportunities for black women more so than they do for black men. Now, the reason why they're doing this, ladies and gentlemen.
Systematic design. They want to force a gender divide between the black man and the black woman.
No, yes, sir. And they've been doing that for over 50 years that I know of.
Cohesiveness within our people, because there's so many of our sisters that want to go a different way than the brothers do, and we're not all on a court, and they do that purposely to make sure we're not all on.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like I said, you know, so these bootlicks who's sitting up there talking about, well, we're all the same and all this shit. Look at a film called Band of Angels that was made in 1957. And get back with us on that one right there, you see. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, our chat mail is open for hate mail. We'll be more than happy to read hateful comments and what have you.
That's
and
the only person watching this twin. Shout out to Twin. Who says he's talking.
Oh, yeah. All right, shout out there to Twin and thank him for his support. And Twin, please spread the phone number around if you can, sir. You know, so we can get some these individuals, you know, preferably who are supporters of the dump and the panties to call in. But what it is, ladies and gentlemen, when they don't, that tells us something else, too. They cannot handle this heat. They cannot handle this truth. Is because even Dr. King said is that he wanted to bring America face to face with itself. You say, and then also too, as Nikki Haley was taking questions from her town hall meeting or whatever that she was doing on Cartoon News Network, you know, she was saying is pretty much is that the black students, you know,
got an update.
Huh? Yes,
so,
sir.
So, punk-ass Daniel Penny, the one that was responsible for killing Dorton Neely on the subway in New York, his defense team, the judge threw that shit out and was like, nope, we're pursuing this, or we're prosecuting this.
So, in other words, so they dismissed the charges against him for killing that man.
No, they didn't dismiss the charges. They tried to get him to dismiss the charges.
Oh, okay. Now.
No, we're not dismissing the charges.
Okay. Well, hopefully that bastard will get convicted as well as he should be. You see what I mean? And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, in Georgia. Okay, wait a minute. Yeah, is it in Georgia? They talking about Fannie Willis, you know, having an affair, you know, with one of her co-workers. You know what I'm saying? So what's wrong with that? Both of them over the age of 21. Yeah, you know, so.
Prosecutors, but one is working on the other side. So they're saying it's a conflict of interest. They're going to be doing what they're doing. And
it's a conflict of interest.
aesthetically, it looks bad, son.
Wow. So it's a wooden shrine.
You know, white people, they get all day, every day, and nobody bats an eye. But when it's black people, then, you know, it's a problem.
Oh, yeah. Then all of a sudden, you know, it's a problem. It's just, yeah, that's real bad. You know, that's real bad. And then on top of it, too, let's tell them. When they come to us every 4 years or every 2 years, because you have the midterm elections in between the presidential election.
Yes. Something tangible.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I mean? Instead of going out there.
Let's see what they say.
As opposed to going out there, you know what I mean, you know, talking about this this illusion of inclusion, which is the biggest damn lie that's going on, and things of this nature right here. And then when it came to our forms of talent, you see what I mean, is that they exploited that there too. Look at Hollywood, because as we stated before, you know, black people cannot live in a section of the city of Los Angeles called Hollywood. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, that Hollywood is a section of the city of Los Angeles. It's not its own city. Okay, and then we also...
World War II about this?
I'm sorry?
You said black people couldn't live in a section of Los Angeles known as Hollywood or Hollyweird.
Right. Yeah, up till 1964 when they passed the Civil Rights Act.
Yep. Okay. Yeah,
okay.
Like that in the cities, even in Denver.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly. So the red line.
If we have a race, then why do we have a race street?
Yeah.
Race, and prior to 1964, blacks could not live past it.
Exactly. You see. And then not to mention where everybody's talking about, well, y'all don't need reparations and all that. Well, you got to look at slavery, Jim Crowism, the redlining, you know, where banks were not loaned.
Yeah, that's exactly why we can't live past it, because of redlining. Yeah.
Right. Right. And then the excessive mortgage rates that they were charging black people at. Yes, sir.
Predatory. That's why we have so many foreclosures in 08. A lot of those people that was giving us those, what do they call it? Fannie Mae loan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Yeah.
The black GIs, when they came back home, they didn't have access to none of them loans either.
Yeah, exactly. And particularly, man, you know, the black GIs came back from World War II.
Thousands, if not millions of them.
And then not to mention the fact, though, too, Brother Jay, down there in South Carolina, down there in Nikki Haley's state, she didn't mention the case of what they did to Mr. Isaac Woodard. Are you familiar with that?
They didn't mention the case of what they did to George Stinney.
Yeah, now that's another thing we got to bring up there too, ladies and gentlemen. You know, like with the Scottsboro Boys and George Skinny. And Mr. Skinny was only 14 years of age, and they executed him, and they went on with his trial without him having proper legal representation, plus his parents were not even allowed to go to the trial. So what you have right there, ladies and gentlemen, is a state-sanctioned homicide. You see what I mean? And then not to mention the fact too, ladies, gentlemen, that the Black Panther Party did what they did, operating within the realms of the U.S. Constitution. You know, you had O.J. the Hoover with his counterintelligence program, you know, break down the Black Panther Party, okay, which was really sad. And then the sad part about it is that the disproportionate number of GIs that you had, you know, go to the front lines in Vietnam, you know what I mean? They don't want to bring you that portion either. And then not to mention the fact of all the hateration that they put on the former heavyweight champion, Muhammad Ali, whose birthday had recently passed, okay, when he refused induction, citing his religious beliefs, okay? But then there were those who called him a coward. And I rebuttal to that, ladies and gentlemen. Just go get in the ring with his ass and bet your dollars to donuts he would have made a coward out of you after you went upside your dome.
You know, back then, well, in every war this country has ever had,
yes,
it was one that sparked it off, stupid-ass Christian addicts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and the sad part, yeah, in the Boston Massacre, where he was the first one to die. But the way I heard it was that Christmas addicts, you know, was sitting at a tavern getting drunk, and he just happened to stagger outside, man, when they had the Boston Massacre, and he got caught up in the crossfire. But if anybody has any information out there, you know, with our viewers and listeners and what have you, give us a call. 516-418-5996 and drop knowledge, you know. That's because we deal with the black experience from the beginning of time, 15 minutes ago. Now, another thing we want to crumb bomb on is these hand-picked neo-colonialists on the continent of Africa that caused a huge division amongst us on a pan-African basis, okay? And the sad part about it is...
You talking about the AFRICOM and the Ezawax?
Yes, sir.
There's another one. UNICEF.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then look at how the United Nations and the Peace Corps had went over there, you know, talked about their helping.
AmeriCorps.
Yeah.
I used to look at...
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I want to go there and make a difference. And I said, look at them like, well, you want to do the same diabolical shit that you do here. Over there.
Exactly. Exactly. And then also, too, when you had old Leopold, you know, who was the king of Belgium, who went over there and Firestone and a Goodyear tire. They benefited. They benefited.
Congolese hands chopped
off. Yeah, the Congolese. Yeah. The arms of those who refused, you know, to go out there and do that slave labor. You see what
I
mean?
They didn't, you know, quota. They didn't make the quota for the day. Their hand was chopped off. Like, that dude was brutal.
Good God Almighty.
I had to read The Heart of Darkness in my AP Lit course back in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a hard read. Very brutal. It was very brutal. And
it was. Yeah, it was. And then on top of it as well, too.
Belgium.
Okay, so that is, yeah. King Leopold. You know what I'm saying? Of Belgium.
Livingstone is who he sent out there. That was his mercenary.
Okay. And then on top of it as well, too, is that when you look at these movies that they made in the 1940s about Africa, you're saying, I forgot the name of one of these movies. What was it? King Solomon's Mines, I believe. Okay. As that they were sitting up there. It was what?
I'm just thinking of, you said the 1930s or 40s?
The 40s and 50s. You see? Because, you know, they really had hated, you know, that the African nation, you know, was quote-unquote getting their independence. But in actuality, what it was that they were just putting up...
They had one where they had a bottle, and it was showcasing the coke of the ancient Aboriginal people.
And then the cold part about it is, too, is that they always did their best, ladies and gentlemen, to keep the divide between black people in America and on the continent of Africa. It's because we've came across information with those who are coming from Africa to the United States is that they were being briefed by agents of the U.S. not to intermingle or have any type of cohesiveness with Africans here in America.
They're a Kata. They're
and tell them that they will corrupt them and things of this nature right here. Yes, so you keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, yes, that they, you know, very systemically, you know, promote this divisiveness with clandestine operations and things of that nature right there. See? So it's up to us, black family. We're going to keep emphasizing this. It's up to us, you see, to take care of ourselves because we don't have no allies. All these other groups are against us. Look what China is doing. You know, the neocolonialists, you know, they let the Chinese come in and take all the fucking resources. You see what I'm saying? Then they prefab them, you know, the raw materials over there in China. And then China puts them on those cargo container ships and ship them right across, you know, the Pacific Ocean. And yes, sir, and you guessed it, main stop is the Port of Oakland, you know, right there by Silicon Game Valley. And then also, too, they say, well, you colored folks sold yourself in slavery. Divide and conquer techniques. You see what I'm saying? It's because as soon as they got them there to Gory Island, the ones that did the selling, they were captured as slaves, too. But they don't want to mention that. So, you know, so you Clyburn supporters, your Uncle Tim Scott, the individuals, you know, who support him, you're welcome to call in as well, too. You see? And then this critical race theory by old Ron DePanties. And, oh, no, we're not going to teach black children about the horrors of slavery. Why would you not teach the truth of your brutalization? You see what I'm saying? And then this is why this institution called Hollywood wants to effeminize black men. Your Billy Porters and what have you. You see what I mean? And then, of course, we're not going to talk about old Harvey Weinstein, you know what I mean? And then we also got an unconfirmed report and that somebody had posted up there on social media that old Oprah Winfrey was sleeping with old Harvey Weinstein as well, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
so I'm wondering.
None of that's a problem.
Yeah, none whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, none whatsoever. You know what I mean? And so therefore, and what it is that the job that they did on the black site, you see what I'm saying? You know, is incredible. You know what I'm saying? It really is incredible. You see? And they keep emphasizing to our youth to keep bumping their heads against the wall on a program or a policy that is designed to fail. You see what I mean? And then on top of it as well, too, is that the cohesiveness that we need to have amongst ourselves, we could cause a major economical shift. You see what I'm saying? For our benefits, okay? Because, you know, you got black, you have black business.
That's what's happening. It's about the, with the neocolonialism on the continent and the customs operations over here. Those are not the kind of immigrants that are coming here. These are stood up sellouts, places to their homeland, and the people in their homeland are probably like, yeah, they're bad here. So, of course, they're going to allow them in over there where y'all at.
That's it, and it's really bad. And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, if you ever travel through the Bay Area during rush hour on the Bay Area Rapid Transit BART system, as they call it, you will see, you know, all these people that look like Rami Salami, you know what I'm saying, that's getting, you know, all these high-tech jobs and what have you, and artificial intelligence and things of that nature right there. And then, not to mention the fact that you had a lot of black scholars that developed the concept of a lot of this artificial intelligence and things of that nature right there. But, you know, we're not supposed to know that. You know, we're not supposed to be aware of that. And they only hired less than 6% of its workforce are people of African descent. But the main ones who you see over there running it are the Chinese and people from India. You see, and it's very, very incredible of how, you know, they have maintained their cohesiveness, you know, what they've been through as well, too. And we're still original Chinatown, ladies and gentlemen. You guessed it. San Francisco, California. Yeah, it was the point eventually.
Well,
for them. And, yeah.
I've been to San Francisco, Chinatown.
And it's the original Chinatown. And what it is that you'll get people of Chinese descent who will come up there to you and speak to you in perfect English, but then when one of their own come along, they'll switch their language, you know, going back to Chinese, speaking it fluently.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cantonese, Mandarin, they got about, you know, $10 or $15 from what I understand, you know, in the Chinese language. And then, of course, you look at that, all the resources that they're taking off the continent of Africa of how they're building up the infrastructures of China, once again, at our expense, you see. And then, ladies and gentlemen, they tried to break our spirit, you see, have broken our spirit. It's because, you know, when I look at Hakeem Jeffries, when I look at Cop Mountain,
Yeah, I told you.
Was a Pan-Africanist.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Or in other words, that he was conscious. You see what I'm saying? And then also, too, ladies and gentlemen, we want to make it known, too, that on social media, on Facebook, on our like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Event, we don't mind people coming up there, you know what I mean, talking about what they're doing. But, hey, make a donation to us, you know what I'm saying, it's because, you know, we're trying to upgrade this platform as well, too. You see what I mean? And then on top of it as well, too, you know, we started out of, you know, restaurants. We started out of sitting in the car, you know what I'm saying, you know, building up our platform as well, too. So we don't mind working, you know, with other black media. But daggone it, hit us with some donations as well, too, just like you come up on our platforms asking for a donation. We ain't got no problem, you know, working together. Do you see what I mean? It's because we go through a lot. Brother Che has gone through a lot. You know, keeping up this platform. I went through a lot keeping up this platform, you know what I mean? So we need some help, too. And then also, too, we don't have no problem, you know, mentioning you or what your business does in the black community, you see. But please remember us, you know, on the revolutionary agenda. Definitely remember us on StreamYard, you see what I'm saying, and what happened. Because, you know, we're going out of our pockets as well, too. So, you know, we don't mind working with nobody. But, you know, but just mention us as well, too, ladies and gentlemen. You know? And then also, too, going over here is, you know, coming up with some news for today. Okay, black actor was denied a wig. Black actor was denied a wig for a major Broadway tour. She is now suing for racial discrimination. This is out of the LA Times. Out of town on Broadway and on the road, the recent revival of 1776 is strategically cast in a non-traditional manner with actors of diverse gender identity. Diverse gender identities and racial backgrounds portraying the historically white male founding, raping, slave trading pedophiles as they finalize the Declaration of Independence, putting history in the hands of the humans who are left out the first time around. And then it also says, but a complaint filed earlier this week by actress Jerry Washington alleges racial discrimination and retaliation on the show's national tour. Washington hopes the complaint, which recounts Purdue's dismissal of Washington's hair preferences and alleges she was terminated after expressing an intent to submit a formal report of discrimination, reignites conversations about the industry's inequitable treatment of black hair and the harmful preparation of the angry black woman stereotype. Now, when you look at major newscasts, the Cartoon News Network, Fox News, MSNBC, they don't never want to show black women wearing traditional African hairstyles. Very, very interesting. She stated that she was made to feel like something wrong in the course of this entire experience, and I know I didn't do anything wrong, Washington tells the Times. I could have done things differently, perhaps, but what they did to me is like a legal version of tone policy, and like I'm constantly punished for existing and telling my truth. Washington filed a complaint against the tourist production companies, NET Works Presentations in 1776 Turing, and several of their employees. The tourist production companies did not respond to the Times request for comment. I wonder why. According to the lawsuit, Washington, upon getting cast as Robert Livingston in December 2022, reached out to the tourist management to finalize a hair plan, a collaborative decision that prioritizes the production's design preferences as well as the performance practical needs. During consultations with the tourist associate hair designer, Washington said she expressed her discomfort with wearing her natural hair on stage. She expressed her discomfort with wearing her natural hair on stage, as well as her desire to wear a wig or at the very least to install a braided protective style. She stated she loves the natural hair, but producers don't realize that wearing her natural hair for 8 shows a week entails, she said, citing the lengthy amount of time and numerous products needed to for proper maintenance, especially amid the variety of climates they'd be exposed to while on tour. Washington learned this the hard way while previously touring hairspray. The changes in altitude and temperature and humidity wreaked havoc on her locks. She was devastated. Her hair almost fell out, and she had to cut it to her ears. She recalled she promised herself never again would she leave the fate of her hair something that's so close to her that she cares about so much to other people. And given the ethos of the production, I was hoping I would feel secure and supported by the team behind the scenes. The complaint outlines that after multiple emails to various members of the tour's creative team, Washington was told to wear a protective style, specifically a two-strand spring twist. But these instructions didn't specify whether the style was to fit under a wig or to wear on stage. When she asked for clarity on the matter, her emails went unanswered. How convenient. According to the suit, Washington wasn't informed about her on-stage hair design until she arrived at the tour's first stop in Utica, New York in February 2023. Though multiple white actors in the cast were provided with wigs, including someone Washington says didn't even request one. Washington's request for a wig, as well as those by the cast, other actors of color, had been denied. Now, what do they mean, a person of color? What does that mean? You know what I'm saying? What does that mean? Washington was then presented with an image of a specific protective style of the production team preferred her to wear, reads the complaint. Since there were no appointment openings at any nearby hair salons, the team offered to book one at the next tour stop and requested she wear her natural hair during performances in the meantime. Though she felt pressured to do so by the production, Washington didn't want to wear her natural hair on stage, so her hair was instead styled by the tour's assistant choreographer into Marley Twist, a style that's arguably an easier one to do because it doesn't need shaping. According to the suit, the process lasted until 3 a.m. amid tech rehearsals and during a meal break. The complaint also notes that another black cast member had similar frustrations about the hair. Well, ladies and gentlemen, so much for Hollywood. You know what I mean? It's the land of illusion, you know? And things of that nature right there. See, so we see we didn't have any callers this morning. Okay, which is fine.
Joe Biden counsels my student debt. That's how much he counsels student debt.
Yeah, and that's another thing too, Brother Che, you know, about these student loans that they don't want to forgive, mainly with black colleges and universities, you see. And it's very, very interesting is that they're going to have these black colleges go by this affirmative action stuff, you see, and then there's some situations on that.
Colin students. You have Ron students.
Yes, sir. And then how is Rami Salami going to sit up here and talk about, you know, black lifestyles, black history here in the United States, you see, when he comes from a culture, you know, that despises... that despises us. You see what I'm saying? And then on top of it as well, too, ladies and gentlemen, you know, how to systemically oppress us and things of that nature right there. And we're not supposed to say anything about it. We're supposed to be, you know, going on, you know, with this illusion of inclusion and things of that nature right there, which actually countermand our progress as people. And they've playing this stuff here, you know, for at least 50 years that we know of. You see what I mean? And on top of that, ladies and gentlemen, is that they don't have the slightest intention of doing anything right by us, not on a legal basis, not on a moral basis, you know. Like Malcolm said, they just want us to suffer peacefully. You see what I mean? That's what they want us to do, to suffer peacefully. You see?
Yeah.
And be forgiven.
Progress made. No.
Yeah.
Integration was the worst thing we could have did, black family. We had our own faux integration, and we gave it all up just so a black man could pay for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Just so...
Yeah.
Sit at the cup, sit on the same toilet as the white man.
And that's supposed to be progress.
You could have access to non-black women sexually.
Mm-hmm.
It was party time. And
mm-hmm.
It was party time and interracial sexual access time. And we're going to de-aggregate our wealth into the dominant side.
Yeah, you see. And then,
and
too.
Our grandkids. Shit.
Yeah, and then notice these commercials that they are putting out there pretty much out of Hollywood, where you're seeing these commercials for household products and things of this nature right here. They will show you a white man and a black female. That's not progress, ladies and gentlemen. That's countermanding our progress. How come they can't show, you know, the black family unit being strong? How come they can't show the black family unit?
It's too threatening.
Did you say that's too threatening?
Yes.
Okay. 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 Although they don't have nothing.
They don't want to show that. They want to show the boiling, zaddy, bed went shit. Bed buck shit.
You see? And then just like when you had that TV series that used to come on, Ball in the Family. Remember that? Former NBA player. You know, who was married to a white woman and he was trying to get all his sons drafted into the NBA. And then there was some business that they went to China and Trump had to get them up out of China. And then, of course, these guys, you know, read these pre-prepared scripts, you know, to the major news media.
Lamar Barr.
Yes.
Then the dump had to get him out. Yeah.
Had to get him out of China. Yes, sir. You know, and then the cold part about it is they still trying to force this illusion of inclusion on us. But then, of course, when like-minded individuals such as ourselves see through this facade, see through this Tinseltown bullshit, well, you guys are black racist guys. How come we just can't all get along? Well, for that...
We've been all along, we've been kumbaya, and we are the world when you pay us what the fuck
right.
you owe.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then I remember Michael Jackson... a couple of years, you know, before his untimely passing, as when they was talking to him about his music, right? Mr. Jackson gets up here and states he wants his music to be all-inclusive. I mean, when are we going to get it through our head, people, is that all-inclusion is an illusion. See, it benefits every other damn group except us. Man, this is why I appreciate it, and I cannot recall the name.
They go out their way to help everybody but themselves. So we
right.
still be
exactly. Yes. And then, as I recall, I saw a video of this quote-unquote battle rap, right? So this young black man and this young white dude is going to come up there and say, well, I'm going to say the word nigga because, you know, you, people use it. Then he went on and said it again. And young man unleashed a picture-perfect right cross right upside this dude's dome.
Yeah,
that's
right. That's easily what's supposed to happen.
Yeah,
at
exactly.
Least,
I mean,
yes.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I'm saying? And then, you know, no disrespect to
find that shit. Like, literally come to blows with. Knock us out. Behind that tough shit. No, you don't. No, you don't get a pass. No.
Yeah, see, that's unacceptable. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, but people says, well, it's making money. Well, see, there's the old thing. If you ever play the game of dominoes, all money ain't good money. You know what I'm saying? There, you see.
Yeah,
so, you know, we have to.
The OTB is saying that word now, like, just nearly, really kneeling in their music, like.
Yeah.
When I was coming up, that shit was not condoned at all.
Yes, sir. And then the cold part about it is, I'm going to get into an argument with some white dude on Facebook talking about that Eminem was the greatest MC going on. Get the fuck out of here. He was a plagiarist.
You would never call him the greatest of nothing, the greatest of thievery at best. Like that, though.
Right.
The culture wrote to it, like, to the fourth time he gave respect to the culture. No, the hell he didn't. And he told
exactly.
you what he was going to do. So I can't be even too mad at him because he already told you what he was going to do. And I thought it was a joke.
Yeah. And then, you know, some OTB is going to come up on my wall and try to debate with me. But, hey, to save the page, delete and block. You know what I'm saying? They welcome to call in this number 516-418-5996. You know what I mean? But, you know, just be respectful. We'll listen to you, but we're not going to agree with you. And then when we tell you our facts.
Before Eminem even came on the scene. Like,
you're
a guest. We don't give a fuck about you turning into a mansion. You're still a guest. So act accordingly.
Exactly.
And shout out to and the other brothers that went at this fool. And shout out to Tariq Nasheed for Microphone Check. It will be dropping time this year. And music producer Dwan B. Just bigger than hip hop. Like,
And we created hip hop.
Who created what and where what came from and who gets the credit where. It's all our shit. So,
exactly.
Keep our shit. Keep these guys at Chuck D in 2012. I said, what can we do keep these others, these outsiders out of our shit. They're going to tell me it's universal. I was done.
No, it's not.
I was done. I would never want to listen to Pete again after that. Shout out to Professor Professor Griff, the only one that did sell out.
Right. You see? Yeah, man, it's bad, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? It really is bad, you know? And then the cold part about it is, you know, is that they don't want us, you know, benefiting off of our own labor and stuff like that. They don't want us benefiting off of our own talents and all that, you see? And then, you know, they got the audacity to sit up there and say that the only way we could progress.
No, they don't want us to benefit off of the one that thinks it's good property. Everybody has access. But.
Yeah, you see? And I mean, what kind of...
Oh, no, no, no. You're culturally appropriate.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what I tell y'all. The one of us, our shit is not community property. It's not for everybody.
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Exactly. You see, you know, but, you know, then we're wrong and all this old kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? When they, you know, when they do this type of shit, you know, we're supposed to sit up there and say, man, you know, that this is progress. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is ridiculous.
What?
You know? Yeah, this is ridiculous. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Spaces in high places, but we're still subjugated. What is progress?
Yeah, that ain't no progress. You see what I'm saying? There really is no progress whatsoever. If any damn thing, ladies and gentlemen, it countermands our progress. You see what I mean? That's exactly what it does. Yeah, that's exactly what it does.
This goddamn Democrats are pushing. Like, the Democrats, the agendas have got to be stopped.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know,
voting, so anyway, no matter who, it's not getting us anywhere.
Exactly. And that there is the truth, you know what I'm saying? But they don't want us discussing these truths and things like that, you know what I mean? Okay, so far we haven't had no telemetry in our chat room, ladies and gentlemen. We are down to our last 7 minutes.
Say that again, brother Chad. Yeah, we're down to our last 7 minutes on the blog talk.
Yeah. So, you know, once again, this is all part of the shadow ban, you know. It is what it is. And ladies and gentlemen, please share the episode that you can. And I'm going to start my closing statements, okay? And our closing statement is as it is, stay black, you know, stay self-sufficient. Develop businesses, you know, upgrade the quality of life in our community.
After you're done with the closing, so I just send the link, but go ahead.
Okay. You just send me the link to what now?
The StreamYard.
Oh, okay. All righty, let's see here. Okay, we got any comments in the StreamYard section?
No, just Twin. Shout out to Twin.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, Twin, yeah, we definitely appreciate you, you know, supporting us. Okay. And then let's see right here. And we're switching over here. You know, this computer decides to work, you know what I mean? Because they always got all kind of ways, you know, the system. Yeah. And then I'll... Yeah, and let's see right here. Then entering the studio right here. Okay, see this raggedy ass Wi-Fi that I'm on. You know, doesn't want to work right. Am I getting any feedback on your end, sir?
Not yet.
Getting
to the thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. I see this over there.
So wait, okay.
Yeah, let's see right here. We're okay. All right, yeah, so I turned the volume down, you know, and what had. And let's see if we can get our avatar up here. Okay. All right. Okay. See, we're okay. And I see you unmuted the mic. Okay. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, so off in our closing right here, you know, with Grand Rising, Sabaka and the Chain, it's just that on my closing comments, you know, I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, is that it's a very, very sad state of affairs that we are in, you see, and it's up to us to take care of us, okay?
Right.
Yeah, and that's exactly, you know, what we have to do, you know? Okay, and then there's my cook. Yep. Okay, Brother Che, and that there's my closing statement, sir, and what's yours?
Oh, that was it,
Shabaka.
A lot of people know where they can find you. I'll do that. Okay. All right, well, thank y'all for tuning in to Season 8, Episode 4 of Shabaka Shabaka Experience Enhanced, Grand Rising with Shabaka and the Chase. We had a general conversation about these upcoming elections in November 2024, both at the state and federal levels. And we wanted you to call in with your questions, comments, and concerns. And the call-in number is 516-418-5996. And this episode is for those that were 18 years of age and over. This episode is for those 18 years of age and over, or I have it twice. Just caught that. Okay. And we were simulcasting on the StreamYard, and we still are, so feel free to join us on the StreamYard on YouTube, or Frontline Black News, and the Revolutionary Agenda. But yeah.
Yes, sir.
Continue to make people feel your vote, Black family. We got the Democrats on the Hill, and the Republicans. Oh, that's already been. Pre-Damien. So, the Democrats coming with that prepackaged bullshit, demand something tangible. Ask them specifically what they're going to do for Black people, and how are Black people going to benefit from any of these draconian, authoritarian regime policies that the Democrats are promoting throughout the country. So always know that you do have options, Black family. You have other choices besides the two major parties. So you go third party or you can sit it out. The House can get the vote. Third party can get the vote. But either way, demand something tangible for your vote. So don't let these Democrats use that dark psychology against you. Talking about your ancestors died, you to have the right to vote, and these victims of police brutality and white supremacist terrorism they're no longer here, so you need to vote for them. No, y'all didn't do nothing to address racism and white supremacy.
Right.
You can bring it up all you want, Jim Crow Biden, but you didn't do nothing to address it. The DOJ didn't charge any of these soldiers in the murders of any of the Black men or women unarmed that were killed by the draconian regime, i.e. the race workers, the PD, the pig. So we don't want to hear that shit. Cut the goddamn check. $100 trillion to pass, or $300 trillion now in the new year. $300 trillion for past, present, and future atrocities that have been brought against our people and continue to be brought against our people in 2024. All the way up to 2100.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming into Grand Rising with Shabaka and the Chase. We should keep y'all keep Lady Chase up to us some prayers. And we will see y'all on Tuesday on the Blog Talk. So peace, love, reparations. And Black Empowerment, the air date of this program was January 19th, 2024.
Yes, sir.
So we're
going to
go.
All right, ladies and yes, sir. By the OJ.
And we can continue this on the StreamYard.
Yes, sir.
your eyes can see. Men, women, and baby slaves coming to the land of liberty. What life's design is already made. So young and so strong, they're just waiting to be saved. Oh, I'm so tired, and I know you're dying too. Look over the horizon, see the sun shining down on you. The sea.